This is a one-of-a-kind lesson today. There'll not be another like it. This is it. 30 years. Long, but short. And you know, life is certainly short, even at its longest. In James 4, in verse 14, the scripture says, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away." In Psalm 90, in verse 10, we read, "The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away." And you see, my friends, that life, even at its longest, is so, so short. These 30 years, for me and my family that we've been here, have flown by. The work that has been accomplished here is due to the hard work of all, not just me. As Abraham said to his nephew Lot in Genesis 13 and verse 8, "For we be brethren, and it takes all the brethren here, brothers and sisters, working together to the glory of God to get things done." The song that Daniel just led has a very special meaning in my heart. God's family. And you know, as we think about this and we ponder over this, there are times during these 30 years that we have laughed together. And there are times that we've cried together. I was always honored when I was asked to assist with the funeral of one of your loved ones. And truly, as the song says, these were the times we all cried together. And I was honored when I would be asked to perform the wedding ceremonies for some of you. And those were some of the times that we laughed together. And Lynn, I got to tell this. You may shoot me after church. I was asked to do Lynn and Drexel's wedding, and they married in Sorrell Chapel over at the university. Real nice, pretty wedding. Well, we were to go to the Adams Center for the reception. I can laugh about it now, but it wasn't funny then. We got in the Adams Center, and someone had cut a big hunk out of their wedding cake while we were at the wedding. So we didn't want everybody coming in seeing that big hunk sliced before she and Drexel were to cut the slice and, you know, poke it in each other's mouth. So what did we do? We turned that cake around. And I dare say those of you who were here that went, I dare say you ever knew that. You couldn't tell it. It was covered up really well. And I thought Jimmy was going to fall out in the floor. But she did well. And you know, now I can look back, as can you, and we can laugh about that. But at that particular time, that was the worst disaster that could have ever happened. Yeah, somebody just went in there while we were in the wedding and just cut a big hunk of the cake out. At least they didn't cut the top part. They cut the bottom. So, things like that happened. And then I was especially honored when I baptized many of you. Now, it was a struggle sometimes for me on my part, because I had to make sure you were completely immersed, especially if you were afraid of the water. You know, it's a good thing this thing goes up as high as it does, because you've not been able to see me when I have to throw my leg up and step on somebody's leg to get them under the water. But you know, you and I both know that the only way we can get into Christ is to be baptized. Galatians 3 and verse 27 says, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." And you know, as I reflect back, there have been a lot of good memories over the years, these 30 years that have flown by. And I do hope that in some small way, we have grown together in spirit and in the truth of God's word. In 2 Timothy 2:15, he tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto him, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, to be able to rightly divide or handle aright the word of truth. And in 2 Peter 3 and verse 18, he says, "But grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever." You know, I've always considered myself more of a teacher than a preacher. I love to teach. Of course, that's what I've had my formal training in, was teaching. And I must love it. If I've taught in the public schools for 40 years and retired, either I loved it or I had lost my sense and mind altogether. But you know, I really love teaching the Bible. I enjoy it so much. I thoroughly enjoyed going to Russia and to Panama, and to be able to teach those there who had never heard of Christ and his love for us. I may have gone in body, but you sent me. And I knew that I was there physically, but spiritually I felt that you were all right there with me as we trudged through those jungles of Panama. Matthew 28:19-20. The Lord gave his great commission when he said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you alway, even to the end of the world." And Mark's account of the same thing: "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." And you know, brethren, what we were doing was simply complying with the Lord's command. As a result, I feel that much good has come from these efforts. And it was efforts that you created, that you enabled me to be able to go, and in these past few years, Brother Daniel going with me. I want this congregation to always guard against false doctrine and liberalism. In 1 John 4 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." And in Matthew 7 and verse 15, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." make sure that only sound doctrine and not liberalism and antiism is preached from this pulpit. Remember to forgive others when they wrong you. Whether they ask for your forgiveness or not, God would not have us be vindictive toward others. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verses 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. And in Romans 12 and verse 19, remember this. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. It is also my prayer that love will always abound in this congregation as it does presently. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 17, the Bible says, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Jesus said in John 15 and verse 12, this is my commandment, that ye love one another, even as I have loved you. You see, love is the foundation upon which our faith is built. And then in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 13, Paul, in his beautiful writing in that chapter of love, and now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And Romans 8 and verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And before I close, I wish to read something to the members of the Antioch Church of Christ in the Shellhorn community. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we always knew that a time would come when I would no longer be the minister of this congregation. After much prayer and the support of my family, I am officially retiring as minister of this church as of December the 1st of this year. It has been an enjoyable work for me for these 30 years that I've been here. When we came here, Jason was 6 years old and Jeremy was 2. Today, Jason is 36, and Jeremy is celebrating his birthday today. He's 32 years old today. I, my family, and I love you all very much. And as I said in my lesson, there have been those times when we've laughed together. And there have been those times when we've cried. And there have been those times that we shared our heartaches together. And those I will never forget. You are family to us. I hope that in some small way, as I said in my lesson, that we have all grown together in spirit in the truth of God's word. For God has always blessed this church. And it is my fervent prayer that he will continue to do so. I step down from the pulpit with no malice or ill will toward anyone. Life is too short to dwell upon and harbor vindictive feelings. For I know that if I do not forgive others, whether they ask or not, God will not forgive me. I have always tried to live in such a way so as not to bring shame or reproach upon the church, and especially upon God. And as the men make a decision for my replacement, it must be done without politics. It must be done without persuasive influence and coercion, one for the other, but to consider what is best for this church. Sally and Jeremy and Savannah and I wish to continue to worship here because this is our home. I continue to pray for this church and that God will bless each of you and your families as you have need. May God bless each of you in Christian love, Jimmy and Sally. And you know I'm going to submit this to Brother Robert to become part of the records of the church. To be in one place 30 years speaks well of you to be able to tolerate me that long. Especially when I came for 3 months. This has been the longest 3 months I've ever seen. But you know, as I close, 30 years is nothing in comparison to eternity. And it is my responsibility to encourage you to be obedient to God, whether I'm the minister or not. It's my Christian duty and my Christian responsibility and my Christian love for each of you. Today, how much do you love God? Do you love Him enough to be obedient to His word? Do you love Him enough to live a Christian life and look forward to the promise that He's made? And be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee a crown of life. The Bible plans out one way of salvation, and that way is in Jesus Christ, John 14 and verse 6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. All you've got to do is hear His word and have faith and believe. Repent of your sins. Confess His name as Christ, the Son of the living God, and be immersed for the remission of your sins. And then live faithful unto God all the days of your life. This morning, it was His wonderful grace, the grace of God, that Jesus shed His blood upon Calvary's cross for you and me. Now, the choice is yours. What will you do with Jesus? If you're subject to heaven's call, will you come, please? While together we stand and while we sing.